minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 165. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Woo. That's
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm reminded of as to why I have laid off partying and drinking as hard as I did over the weekend, because I remember feeling like this a lot in my early 20s, but now I'm 30 and it's and I've definitely slowed down doing that. So it's a Monday morning and I felt like I could have kept sleeping all day.
And so, happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, bro.
You're now the big 3-0.
Yeah, it's all good. Feeling good.
So you had a party. Tell me about it. I wasn't there. What went on? Was there any controversies, any fights, punch-ons?
No, mate. If there was a punch-on at my 30th birthday, it would be the worst birthday ever. Like, if there's ever a fight at your own party, something bad. Like, you probably need to either look at your friendship group or just look at yourself in the mirror and then punch yourself. No. It's the best thing about the party was that it was like a small group of people for dinner, and it was people who I love, and that's all I wanted, to be around a good group of people, and everyone loved the food, everyone loved each other's company. It was great. Had an awesome night. You know this story, Josh, because you're a part of it. You're 50% of this story. But for everyone else,
great.
I got this message on Saturday, which was the day of my birthday, from Josh. Mm-hmm. It was lovely. Little passage about our friendship and happy birthday. And then he sent a screenshot of a present that he had bought me. A digital present, essentially. Well, you sent me a receipt.
Digital confirmation.
Digital confirmation.
It wasn't a receipt. It wasn't like, I was like, mate, this is what I spent. It was a tasteful confirmation email.
Yeah.
With just the product, a photo of the product and what the product was.
Yeah, it was
and
awesome.
And your address.
It was a great idea because I was like, to me, in my head, I'd be like, oh, I'm overseas. I can't really get you anything. but you were like, it's a good, if you want to get someone something, buy them something online and then just send them the screenshot of the confirmation. Great idea. Anyway, so you did that and it blew me away. You bought me AirPods. I told everyone, check out this, I got EarPods. They're like, they're AirPods, you fucking idiot.
You fucked it. This is why you don't have AirPods, because you don't even know what they're called.
Because I kept on asking, are the EarPods in stock? They said no.
Well, you've always had a bit of a pushback to my AirPods, but the thing is, you're the minority because especially before I left to go away, I was constantly on calls and stuff on my AirPods, and I would see Jimmy, our mate, walking by with his AirPods, and you would sometimes talk about, like, you would use any opportunity to complain if you couldn't hear me properly when I was using my AirPods. Like, mate, it's fucking windy. Are you using the AirPods or the EarPods, as you probably called them?
Yeah, definitely called them AirPods.
But I knew deep down there was a little bit of you that was like, you wouldn't mind a pair of AirPods.
Yeah, of course. Well, they're an expensive toy for your ear. Anyway, you bought me a pair of AirPods. And it was amazing. I was like, holy shit, fuck yeah, thanks, bro. Anyway, the party comes, 7 p.m, people start arriving. Jimmy rocks up and he's like, do you want your present now or later? I was like, mate, whenever you want to give it to me, you give it to me. All right, now. And so he goes off and gets his present. It's just like this bag, and he's like, sorry, couldn't wrap it, mate. And it's just classic bloke, just in a bag that he bought it from the shops in. And so he hands it over to me. I feel it, and I'm thinking, oh, fuck. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. But I open it up, and I hadn't got ahead of myself. He'd bought me AirPods, which I just looked at him, and his face, my face probably, he was probably like, I've nailed this. And then I look at him, and I'm like,
what was your what was your response, do you think?
I think I was just like, it was like almost a bit cheeky, like, oh, I knew it. And then I pull them out, and I go, hang on a second. I pulled out my phone and I said,
yeah,
Josh sent me this just before, and I showed him the receipt, the confirmation.
Confirmation
like,
email.
Oh, fuck. So you bought me the... I had two pairs of AirPods. Classic.
Well, it worked out all right because I was able to cancel my order.
Yeah.
But it's always risky. You know, you only have to speak to Derek from the What Now podcast. He bought a MacBook Pro, and then how long was it? It was a week later?
Yeah, I saw him not even a week. Maybe 4 or 5 days after he bought it. And I said to him, he's on it. He's like, oh, that's the I got a new MacBook Pro. It's just come over from using PCs whole entire life. And I said, oh, there is a new one that like just came out, like a brand new one. And he got the model before, which was like the week before. So he got it just before it came out. And he said to me that the guy at the Mac store said, oh, yeah, I'm not sure when the new one's coming out, which is he either just wasn't listening in a staff meeting or he knew and he just couldn't be bothered. But I said to him...
Well, I don't think they would. I think it was long enough beforehand, even like a week before...
Mm.
If it hasn't been announced to the public, like the Apple Store dude wouldn't have known.
Really?
But it was good. Yeah, no, they wouldn't know.
And they call themselves geniuses.
Yeah, they're geniuses with very little information. Man, talk about the geniuses. When I had my MacBook Pro fuck up when I... because I had the first Touch Bar MacBook Pro a couple of years ago. And I ordered it online. I was actually in Fiji on holidays. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning to watch the live announcement because I knew that they were announcing something. Anyway, I pre-ordered it and got it a month later when it was officially coming out. And the computer wasn't working.
Mm.
So I took it into the Apple Store. And there was only... This is how much Apple has changed in regards to the way they operate. You know, like 10 years ago, Macs were their bread and butter. Mm. And now, obviously, the iPhone has taken over. But there was only one guy who, on the whole Genius Bar, that was certified to actually work on Macs.
Wow.
And so, I pull out my MacBook Pro and he says, oh, this is the first time I've used one of these new MacBook Pros. Like, jeez. this is the fucking Genius Bar, dude.
Ugh.
And so, yeah, I think that there's so much.
We'll just close the loop for Derek's story. We'll close the loop there. So, Derek bought the older MacBook Pro, which was basically obsolete in the eyes of anyone who's just bought the MacBook Pro when the new one comes out the week after. So, I said to him, mate, I reckon you could probably take it back. And sure enough, he took it back. He said he walked in and out with the brand new MacBook Pro within 7 minutes, which is pretty good.
He was ready for a fight too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. He had his Muay Thai shorts on, and he was ready for some boxing.
You wouldn't want to mess with Derek in Muay Thai shorts. Is that really a thing? Have you ever seen Derek wear Muay Thai shorts?
I've never seen Derek in Muay Thai shorts. But I actually did.
Yeah, go on.
I was just going to say about the party. Just sort of in closing, amazing weekend, followed by Father's Day the following day, which was, it's a super weekend. Next year, my birthday falls on Father's Day, which is awesome, on a Sunday, so it's a double whammy.
Is it awesome? It's sort of the double whammy. You don't get sort of two cakes or separate days.
I'm glad it's not on my 30th, because I got to have a weekend
of
celebration.
True.
Next year, 31, useless. I'll just enjoy my day with my son and my wife and Josh and probably doing the podcast. No, but we don't go as hard as we used to. The amount of people that sort of just like, just kind of like fell off sort of come 9 o'clock, it was amazing. Yeah. And I just remember, like, It was amazing.
You sound excited. Like, it's amazing. It was great.
No, it was amazing.
Everyone was gone by 9:30.
In comparison to... And, these are all people I've grown up with forever. So, you know, we've been hanging out since we were 15 and, you know, partying. And so, I've had all my birthdays and a lot of these people have been there along the way. And we'd go hard. But as we've all got older, it's amazing how people just... no one's up for going as hard as they used to. And it's just, it's good. It's a good thing, but it's a thing that I'm seeing with age. It's like, you know, some people put in a good effort, but others were just a bit tired, and I don't blame them.
Well, someone that did put in a good effort was BMAC.
Oh, yeah.
Because I received a video call from him 2:30 a.m. Melbourne time.
Yeah.
And he actually did tell me a story. I said, yeah, anything crazy happened? He said someone did throw a chair down some stairs. Did that happen, or is he talking shit?
No, I actually don't know about that. But the story that he didn't tell you was that...
No, he did as well.
He spilled the drink?
The booze that he spilled.
Oh, I made him a margarita and he spilt it. And it was onto, like, where we were having the birthday was in a gallery. And the wooden floorboards are sort of old, and they've got a few little, you know, liquid can get down through them. And then underneath them is basically just the goes down through to the next floor. And so downstairs is a bar, and it was pumping. And the margarita spilt onto the ground through the floorboards and was dripping onto people waiting to get a drink at the bar.
It's not a good look.
No, they look up, open up their mouth, and it's raining margaritas.
I wonder if... Did they know that it was margarita? Had they gotten to the point where they'd worked out what the liquid was?
No. The owner of the bar, a friend of mine, she came up and wiped it up. She informed us, yeah, it's leaky on the bar. And it's classic.
Well, the actual... what I was going to say about the Apple thing was, and specifically about the Derek story, was when you're buying an Apple product, the first thing I do is make sure that a new one's not about to come out. So there was a bit of research there in the sense of there'd been rumors that there would be new AirPods coming.
Yeah.
But I had read an article that said, I think that's like water-resistant AirPods or something, like new versions wouldn't be coming out until next year.
Okay, good. At least I can go hard on them.
Exactly. Don't go in the pool with them.
Are they easy to set up? I haven't set them up yet.
They're so easy. But the there's been a heap of... I've gotten right back into following Apple rumors and news, which is very JJ 2006. Like, I used to wake up every morning when there was announcements, like put my alarm on for 3 a.m. This was, you know, this was when Steve Jobs was alive and doing the keynotes. And it was before they actually live streamed the events.
Oh, yeah.
So what you'd do is you'd go to like Engadget or another blog like The Verge. And what they would do is they would have real-time blogs that would just automatically refresh with, and they would connect up DSLRs to their computers.
So
they would take still photos. So you'd be watching these still photos come in of like the big presentations, and they'd be constantly writing. But anytime there was an iOS update, when they were updating any of that stuff, I'd get so excited. And they've actually got a big event coming up in September this month.
What is it? Is it do more announcements?
Yeah, so it's been one of the biggest leaks in history, I reckon, in Apple history. I'm just going online to have a look at what they're saying, the latest stuff. But basically... what happens is when there's going to be an announcement specifically around new iPhones or whatever it is, journalists will get an invite maybe 2 weeks out. So our mate Trevor Long, who we've had on the podcast, I'm sure he would have gotten an invite in his email, which basically says, hey, come to Cupertino or wherever it is to find out some exciting news. And they say fuck all in these invitations.
Yeah.
But what a guy did, and what this is really common, is developers pick through the Apple.com website. They go like into, you know, areas that the public can't see. They go into all different folder structures. They even go into the future updates of the iPhone. So what they can do is they can go, say if there's an iPhone update, they could go in and inspect some of the details, and they might find a line of code which describes a new size screen or something like that used for code. And they say, okay, so we know this. But
that's genius.
So if you have a look, so if you look at that, is a real genius.
Yeah.
If you he knows more than the actual genius at the Genius Bar. But if you go to if you just type in Apple leaks into Google today, you will see there's images. This is one of the first times we've seen this. There's an actual promo image, an official image of the next iPhone,
really?
10, which is called the iPhone 10S.
iPhone 10S. Apple leaks iPhone XS.
XS, which is 10S. This 10S, is the problem they're having.
Oh, wow.
All of these naming conventions. So there's the, I think there's going to be the 10S, and then there's also going to be the 10 Plus.
Holy shit.
But,
what's going to be...
The problem is...
How much better is the 10S? What could be better about it?
This is... Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, the thing that gives me the shits about, especially even when you read tech news and they talk about the iPhones or the Samsungs or whatever it is, they always hype it up as this is Apple's best iPhone yet.
Of course.
Like we should be surprised. It's like, yeah, of course it fucking should be the best iPhone. It's the next iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't that just be a given?
100%. I remember my friend had the first iPhone, and it was before it came out in Australia. He had like an American friend send over one.
Yeah.
And God, I thought that was the best thing on earth. And it is. When something first comes out, like, they've got better and better, but the reality is there was nothing like seeing this new thing for the first time that just...
Yeah.
It felt so different to now they just come out. It's like how... Until they insert it into your head, it's the screens are just as impressive, like the iPhone 10. You don't even have an iPhone 10. You've got an aversion to them. You and Jules Lund.
Yeah.
Nah.
I fucking hate him.
Fucking hate him.
The face detection.
I did your
bullshit
impersonation as you did it. Yeah. I fucking hate him.
The facial recognition is bullshit. It, like, seeing Brie try and use Apple Pay with her phone as she's like having to like lift her head up over the FPOS machine just so it, like, it's just, it makes no sense.
I mean, your thumb is conducive to a good iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah, if anything, they need to increase the size of the thumbprint. But but for people interested, September 12 is US is when they're going to be unveiling these new phones.
Yeah,
and I've heard rumors as well of new Apple Watches. So they're doing like a bigger Apple Watch face.
You're gonna have iPad on your wrist.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jimmy's gonna be upset because Jimmy, who bought you the AirPods, he was really happy with himself because he bought an Apple Watch maybe this would have been 4 or 5 months ago, and after I think it may have been seeing mine, and he liked the look of them, and he said, "Oh, look what I got." I said, "Geez, it's small." He's like, "What do you mean?" I didn't even realize. I actually thought that Jimmy lifts a lot, so I thought that he was just... He almost reminds me of Jimmy Neutron. He's just got that real sort of character, big chest, big arms. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that it was just his arms, but it turns out that he'd bought the small... I think it's like 32 mil or something, the smaller watch.
Yeah, the small one. So, yeah, it looked like a novel size watch on his arm because he's so big. And then he ended up going and just buying the new one, selling the other one to his brother or something.
Yeah. That's it, mate. The amount of shit that I've sold, like Apple stuff that I've sold to my brother over the years, is just it's been so tokenistic because it's like lost its value so much. I feel like the only person I can sell it to is him because otherwise I feel like I'm getting ripped off.
If you keep it in the family, you can at least think that it's like Apple, they're still having the price. You're not getting Yeah, you don't feel like you're getting ripped off if you're giving your brother a bit of a discount. It's like you've done something nice by him passing on.
Yeah, exactly. Passing it's like on. a gift that I'm getting receiving cash for.
Yeah. Hey, this is a bit of a thing to steer clear of, anyone going to the States. I've got a, because I'm meeting up with you in how many days now? 26 days.
Is it that soon?
26 days. I'll be in New York City with Josh.
Yeah.
And we'll be back together podcasting, amongst other things.
Is that what people need to steer clear of the US while we're there?
No. Definitely come to the US if at that time. We probably won't see you, but it's a big place. But you've got to get your visa.
It's a big place.
You've got to get your visa to go there as an Australian.
The ESTA form?
The ESTA. And, like, it is... For a dummy like me, you type in ESTA into Google and you just swamp. Yeah. There's like hundreds of pages you can click on to buy your ESTA. And I was thinking, fuck, this seems dodgy. I did it in 2012 and I can't remember how much I paid, but I remember I did it and I got into the country. But now it's a lot different. It just seems more complicated. And you can pay up to like $120 or something. Which
don't do that. No, have you worked out the is this a warning? Is this a PSA?
This is a warning. Okay. So the way I found the place, the right site was writing in ESTA scam, and then there's like a news article that comes up that says this is where you buy the legit ESTA, and it's like $14 Australian, which is a lot different to $120. So,
well, they're all third-party companies, right, that are just trying to, that are doing well from an SEO point of view.
It's amazing. But, they're all ads. The first 10 listings, you know how it says ad, they're paid to be there. It's crazy that this is allowed for a country like America where there's third-party people that are just basically charging a service fee to process your ESTA. So it's not actually, they're not actually full scam websites because they do give you your ESTA. They just,
I mean, they're as scammy as a travel agent is. It's like if you're going to fly.
Flight Centre is our next fucking sponsor.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, we've really fucked ourselves there. But the I had the same thing happen when we're looking for, we had to get visas to go into Turkey.
Yeah.
But the thing that I would suggest is going on to the Smart Traveller website, which is an Australian government-run website, and it will normally tell you there if you need a visa, and they'll obviously have the link to the official page.
Oh, good idea.
So then you can avoid all that sort
have
of shit.
Have you got yours yet? Or you went within the last 2 years?
Yeah, so I think they have... Now, they've got about... They have... was it three or 4 years or something on each one?
I thought it was 2 years.
Yeah, I just did mine last year for my bro's wedding.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So I think we're all clear.
Did you have to, because my friend, he's going, right, he'll be in America at the same time, and he said to me, have you done it yet? And I said, no. And he said, yeah, you've got to put in your social media followers. Like, you've got to put in what your social media is and how many followers we have. That's different since I did it. Did you do that?
No. So I think that it's optional at the moment. There was definitely the options to be able to do all that sort of stuff. But
what the options to brag, I mean, if they ask you. Exactly. Well, how many followers you got?
I mean, the thing is, I mean, it's more about like the risk with it is that I guess where they're going to use it is... they'll click on those links potentially. So if you get pulled, I think it would only be an issue if you were pulled in to a, for further investigation or whatever. Say, for instance, you were doing some sort of making a documentary and you were meant to be on a journalist visa and you're traveling on a holiday visa. Then they could look and say, hey, you just posted on Instagram that you're working on this documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, you're wearing an American onesie and you've just said you're moving to America and you're here on a traveling visa, holiday visa. Get the fuck out. They're full on,
well,
aren't
it's
they?
It's actually happened. Yeah, well, in, I think it was Indonesia, some journalists were exported for traveling on the wrong visa. Mm. So it does happen, but as you said, when you go into LAX or wherever you're going, you know, flying into in the US, they're pretty intimidating.
Mm. Yeah, well, they ask you why you're here. Like, they really don't want another fucking struggling actor to be in their country.
Mate, you would, I'm sure your alarm bells are going to go off with you. You've got that vibe.
What?
If anyone's got
struggling
the,
actor vibe. The
struggle, you do have making it in Hollywood look.
Especially now that I'm 30. The older you get, the more they think, fuck, this guy's having one last crack.
Spot on. They're going to be like, are you mates with Jason Dundas? Is there some sort of connection here? But the, I think that, I don't think we have to worry too much in the sense of the extra risk that I think Bree and I have is that we are, I think we're going to be going on Turkish Airlines, and my vibe would be flying into the States from a Muslim country, there's probably an extra level of bullshit that you'd have to go through in regards to them being hard asses.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. I can't wait. 26 days. Booyah. Yeah.
So we're going to have a lot of guests. We've been, I said that fun in a funny way, guests. It's late here. It's 10:30. Party. So we're locking them in. We've got like... We'll have at least a dozen Americans on the show in October.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm really looking forward to eating some American junk food.
What's on your list? Well, what's top on your list?
Shake Shack, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's now infiltrated LA, but the original, that's from NYC, Shake Shack. Whew. Yeah.
I had it like probably a month and a half ago in London.
Oh, you
maybe
did?
2 months ago now.
And?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the thing is that it's a... I think junk food, like, yeah, it's a hard one. I think, like, I actually prefer In-N-Out Burger and stuff like that where you can be having something that's a treat.
Yeah.
That doesn't, you don't feel shit afterwards.
Maybe we can make
that's a risk.
Make a few little videos about the junk food. I know it sounds boring when you sell it like that, but we should just do one. I'll make it. Shake Shack, is In-N-Out Burger actually any good? Because Australians are obsessed. Like, immediately me saying this, if you're an American, you're probably like, bro, that's just fucking what's down the corner. You know, down the corner, it's been here forever. But there's a novelty factor for Australians because when you do go over there, like, it's, we do have our junk food here, but it's, they've got, like, you know, the Burger Kings and all of Juniors, Carl's Jr., so many more. Like, you go to, even if we go to New Zealand, there's more junk food outlets there than there is in Australia. Yeah. Wendy's. So it's, it
Auckland's
seems pretty
surprisingly
tame
bad for that stuff. Like, there's so, like, yeah, I was really surprised.
So we'll make a few little reviews. What's better? Mm. Is it any good? I had a bit of a blowout yesterday, Father's Day, after my party.
Mate, you can have a blowout.
Yeah, of course. It's my birthday weekend and it's Father's Day. So we had McDonald's for breakfast and then McDonald's for dinner.
That is the perfect Father's Day.
It was amazing because I was a bit hungover and I was like, I don't want to go to a cafe. Because Amy said, let's go out for breakfast. I said, great idea. Then I stood up and realised that I didn't want to be around people.
Couldn't walk.
No, I stood up and I was like, oh, I don't want to be around anyone. I just wanted to be with Amy.
I'm so glad that other people feel that way about not being around other people.
Yeah, mate, I'd had 32 drinks the night before. You just had a few glasses of water.
This is what I've said, though. I'm constantly at hangover phase my whole life. If what you crave on a hangover is what I want to eat all the time. And the idea, the feeling that the world feels a bit overwhelming, that feeling, that's just me. Like Bree was asking me today, she said, we're waiting at the bus stop, but I was like waiting like probably 50 meters away, just down the road, away from everyone else.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? Like the bus, you're not going to be able to get on the bus. I'm just like, people, it's too many people.
Yeah. Well, that's
So do you feel okay? You're going to have a good, healthy day today?
Yeah, yeah, I'm back. We got leftover food from Saturday night, so there's some amazing Mexican that I'll definitely punish. I'm definitely over eating Mac. I couldn't. I don't know how. If you could, people who eat junk food every single day, it's you must feel
I've
shit.
Done it.
Because you definitely feel like I need some what do you call it? You know those heartburn medication.
Oh, you got a bit of reflux or something. Yeah, it's but would you consider what do you think? So I've been doing fasting. I mentioned it, I think, a week ago. We've been 1 week of doing every single day. We've been doing 16-hour fasts. It's good. It's easy.
I appreciate it because you're just budgeting so that you can do this American trip with me. That's pretty much why. One meal a day reduces costs. I've worked it out. Probably $400 we're saving.
Well, the funny thing is that I actually don't think fasting for 16 hours a day isn't actually that phenomenal. Like, it's not that amazing. It's literally like finish eating at 5 p.m. and don't eat again until 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's not bad at all. Like, they're talking as if this is some sort of crazy thing. I think
well, you're
that,
sleeping
like,
for the majority of that time.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I've been going to bed at 5:30. I mean, how else am I going to do it? 5:30, sleep till 9.
Classy.
Have a Big Mac waiting for me. Can we do all my shit breakfast? Bree's been wanting me to mention.
Yes.
She's mentioned it multiple times before the show. Just... it's not really a good story at all. It's literally just how shit our breakfasts have been lately. And specifically,
well, James has just turned off the podcast. He hates food updates, so...
Well, the food update's coming from Bree, but the it's so hard in some countries to order a good coffee, to know what to say, especially if you're not just getting an espresso.
Yeah.
We've been trying all this... Like, if you ask for a cappuccino... In some places, like, you get all froth and no actual coffee.
Really?
And then, yeah, and then so we say, can we have a strong coffee? Like, just all these different ones. I asked for I said, can I get, they've been giving these huge mugs of coffee. I said, can we get a cappuccino in like a small mug? So they gave us like a fucking baby chino, like tiny, tiny. It's a disaster.
They just take take it so literally. They've heard, oh, cappuccino just has more froth on the top and a bit of chocolate. Okay, so we'll go pretty much all froth and some chocolate.
All froth. word of the day.
Yeah, quickly.
I've got one for you. Megalomania.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't have any clue. Something, it's
have
big.
A guess.
It's big.
Megalomania.
Megalomania. Maybe it's like... Yeah, you go big on everything you do. Everything has to be large. You're just obsessed with getting big things.
Very close. An obsession with the exercise of power.
Okay, so you're an egomaniac. You're
you're a megalomaniac.
Trump would be a megalomaniac.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, literally. I mean, yeah, if you're the president, and especially the way he rolls... Mm.
He's rich, he's powerful, that's gonna be, and now he's more powerful and more rich.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. Yeah, so he's, I would say, a megalomaniac. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say. I think
probably and I don't know if it's...
On all sides.
Yeah, I guess he could... Some people just like that. Does it make you a bad person, megalomaniac? I mean, anything that has the word maniac in there has some negative connotations.
Just quickly before we go, I was rereading Save the Cat, which is a book on screenwriting, because I saw I watched a video by Colin and Samir, a couple of YouTubers who were mentioning it, and I haven't read it in probably like 10 years, and I had it on Kindle, so I gave it a bit of a listen. But he talks in the book about like a creating like a one line or like a they call it like a byline. So it's a one word. Is it byline? Is that the right phrasing that I'm using? A log line. A log line is what he calls it. So a log line is one sentence to be able to describe the film that you're making. And
yeah, great.
His point is that you need to be able to describe the whole film, or, you know, get people excited in one line. What do you think our log line of the Daily Talk Show would be?
Fuck, I don't know. That's something to think about. I've had a big week, and don't put that shit on me. But what I can think of is for John Wick, that movie, you haven't seen it, but I can give you their log line. Kill guy's dog, he gets angry and kills everybody. That's pretty much, that's the movie. You've seen, you, like, you know exactly.
Well, so how about this? All right. This would be good. Why don't we get other people to do it? Hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yeah,
can you help us? Because I can't work out what it is. I was thinking there's meant to be a bit of irony in it. Look up log line and sort of get the rules. I was thinking, like a conversation sometimes worth recording doesn't fucking explain it at all.
Yeah.
So if you have a good log line for the podcast, let us know. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Are you saying that we'll have it re-recorded into our intro? That could be
fun.
Yeah,
how about that? Like, so we will pick a log line. Let's give it a month of getting suggestions. But by the end of September, we will launch a new intro, which has our new log line. And we'll replace everything on our bios to describe our show that way.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay.
So well, I'm glad you had this idea because, yeah, I couldn't have had
well,
this.
Well, it only came off the bat of you not being able to fucking, not being able to come up with one. This could have ended very quickly. So this is great. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Catch us.
See you guys.